I think they're a mix of calm and crazy.
They're just fun.
They're like a married couple.
They're hilarious.
SAFM Breakfast.
With Beck and Soda.
Start listening.
Welcome along to the podcast. Beck, good to see you. Now, if AFL footy kicks off tonight.
Yes, round one.
Yeah, no. Round zero, in fact. Opening round.
Say what?
Yeah, no. It's opening round. Round one's next week. But because of the NRL and everything, the AFL has decided, well, you know what we should do this week is just really highlight the games in Sydney, the highlight the games in New South Wales, and make the opportunity to promote the game there, given that the NRL's had the early start of the season. They've been in Vegas.
Is it like a pre-season match?
No, proper games, right?
So why don't they just start round one? Don't they just call it round one?
Because round one's next week, because this is only like a semi-round. So this is, seriously, Sydney and GWS are hosting games, and as to Brisbane and Gold Coast. So it's O-round. Opening round.
Who sat around in a boardroom and came up with that?
Well, it's a good idea, though.
But I don't understand why it's not just round one. It's the first round.
Because it's
like not everyone's
a split
playing.
Round, yes.
So does it change the fixture going forward?
Well, over the next sort of month or so, those teams that are playing this weekend will have a break over the weekend so that they do get to catch up, and it'll all be pretty square by around about round six, I believe. So footy's back tonight. The Demons taking on the Swans. You excited?
Are you doing tipping?
I am, actually.
Yeah, I did it last year and I kept forgetting to put my tips in and I came last, so I'm not in the tipping this year.
I designate my 11-year-old son, Felix, to do my tipping for me.
Good one.
Yeah.
Does he tip with his heart or his head? So I would never, ever tip against Port, ever. I can't.
Well, there's your mistake, particularly when you get to September.
Let's get into the podcast, Beck and Soda on SAFM.
This is SAFM's Beck and Soda.
We actually had a, clairvoyant, or someone who had clairvoyant type, views and thoughts, Beck, after you lost your diamond. So did you go home now and check whether you found this elusive diamond?
We had a psychic right in after the diamond fell out of my engagement ring, and I haven't found it yet. She said she had a vision that it was, that she saw me, I'm laughing because I don't do this very often, tucking the sheets tightly under a bed, and she could see it in white sheets. So I went home. I ran my hand all around under the mattress. I looked under the bed. I even went to the linen press and shook out all of the white sheets.
Interesting point here, though. She's assuming that you actually made the bed in the first place.
Look, my idea of making a bed, unless I've washed the sheets,
is watching James do it.
Is pulling the doona up.
Right.
I'm not I don't do the hospital corners every day.
Do you have what's that sheet, the oversheet?
A top sheet.
Yeah, you have a top sheet?
Yeah, I do. And apparently no one has them anymore.
What is the point of a top sheet?
Well, because I like a top sheet because on the hot nights when you don't want a doona, you just have your sheet. You push your doona down the bottom, you just have a sheet.
But so you go your normal sheet,
fitted sheet, top sheet, doona.
Between that, and so every night you have your doona, you have a top sheet between you and the doona.
Yeah. You don't do
really?
A top sheet.
What a waste of time.
So when you're too hot for a doona, you just have nothing on you.
No, I just go and get a sheet out of the cupboard. But what's the point of having the sheet when I've got the doona?
Because
it's redundant.
The doona's too heavy, though.
Just having a top sheet on it doesn't make your doona any lighter?
No, but I like a doona or a sheet on a hot night.
Yeah, but you've got both then most of the time.
Yeah, but it doesn't add any extra. Apparently, though, I'm in the minority. Apparently, top sheets are going out of fashion.
It's like wearing two hats. What is?
Anyway, I didn't find the diamond. Long story short.
Yep.
But it's not that I discount this clairvoyant, and I thank her for communicating with me, because imagine if it was actually there and she went, I won't bother. It could have been there. It could have got vacuumed up. I don't know. It remains a mystery. So if anyone else has any other visions, send them through.
Yeah, but it wasn't there.
No, not that I could see. I'm not discounting that what she had was genuine. I just couldn't find it.
Mate, it wasn't there. It was never there. It was never in the sheet.
Don't be a non-believer. I like to believe.
Okay, well, where's the proof?
Well, I don't know.
Where's the diamond?
If I knew, then I wouldn't be talking about it. It wouldn't be lost if I knew where it was.
James is okay, though. He's dealing with the loss, okay?
The loss of the cubic zirconia. He hasn't. The jig is not up yet. Anyway, that's like when I've lost something. Well, where did you last have it? Mm. Well, if I knew that, it wouldn't be lost.
There you go.
Very good point.
The mystery remains. Mm. Let me know if you have any other thoughts. 13, 10, 16.
This is SAFM's Beck and Soda.
International Women's Day tomorrow, is that correct?
It is correct. Yep. Yes, I know it's in your diary.
Also the 65th anniversary of the Barbie doll. So special release of some very, very famous women. There'll be a Kylie Minogue Barbie doll, which has got the red kit from, what is it, Padam Padam?
Padam Padam.
That she won me the Grammy for. It looks pretty good, actually, the Kylie one. You made it when they've made a Barbie.
When you've made a Barbie, she is on fire, Kylie. She's just had an Icon Award, a Grammy, and now she is immortalised as a Barbie at the age of 55.
Another one I like is the Shania Twain Barbie. She's got the, you know, remember the black top hat?
She's
got the big thigh-high boots, the black kit in this particular song.
Actually, Kylie has the thigh-high boots as well. They're having a bit of a moment.
Yeah, they look good, don't they?
I feel like I've never worn thigh-high boots, but I feel like now if I wore thigh-high boots, I would just have a little sort of muffin top over the top of the boot.
Oh, off the thigh.
Off the thigh.
What about the
tone of it?
International Women's Day. What would the Beck Morse Barbie be wearing?
She'd be a beach Barbie, I think.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I mean, probably a few years ago, I would have liked to have seen myself as like a little newsreader Barbie, but probably not.
Yeah,
no,
you
didn't have
that dream, sister.
Yeah, I know.
And
thanks for the reality check, guys.
That's okay.
You could have a Barbie with a set of headphones on.
There's no
radio
point, mate.
Barbie.
Radio Barbie.
I'm not running around saying, oh, I want a doll that played football. Mate,
let it go.
Dream is long gone.
The thing is,
sail it away, baby.
So no footy Ken for you then?
What about firefighting Ken?
If it was footy Ken, he wouldn't be able to kick the ball.
Firefighter Ken.
Yes.
Yeah, he'd just be asleep on a bed and he'd go to the gym. That's what he'd be doing.
Oh my God, your Ken would have to have really big white teeth.
Yeah.
With a little ding.
In fact, the kids wouldn't need torches because they just use firefighter Ken.
He'd use firefighter Ken as a torch for kids.
Yeah, when he's smiles.
I mean, the one thing he would be certain about would be that the teeth in the soda can would probably be a lot more realistic than the stupid chompers I've got in filling my dog, wouldn't you?
This is SAFM's Beck and Soda.
What about this push to pop your pets on planes? Virgin Australia are very keen to do it because it's quite common overseas.
Yeah, as in the cabin, not underneath, but with you in they'd still have to be in a pet carrier under the seat in front of the owner. And obviously they would have to be small enough, like your dog would have to be small enough to fit in a pet carrier, like a little lap dog.
Look, it's common overseas, but there are so many different regulations, right? For example, so if you've got dogs with little short or snub noses, like French bulldogs and pubs, they usually can't fly because of breathing issues. Larger dogs aren't allowed in cabins. Some dogs like pit bulls aren't allowed on planes. So there's obviously so many different restrictions, but I think the sentiment is fantastic.
Look, I am in the minority because I just saw that a poll said 86% of Australians support this.
How good's that?
Well, you're also allowed to take cats on the plane. And as somebody who is allergic to cats, I don't want to be walking on a plane and starting dramatically sneezing and having red, watery eyes for the whole trip because someone's brought their cat on board.
They're going to restrict them to certain rows. Obviously, wouldn't be exit rows, couldn't be in business or first or anything like that. So it's not as though if you can't sit near a cat, I don't think you have to have a cat near.
But a lot of people underneath have serious cat allergies. And I also don't really like cats. I also don't want to have a barking dog. I don't want to have a deal with a crying baby and a barking dog on my flight. I know. It's fun to be me.
Wow.
I just...
But for many people, like for, you know, if you're a worried flyer or something, imagine the comfort of having your little dog with you. I think it's fantastic.
How's it going to do its business? Are we
I don't know, mate. What do you do on a plane? You don't back one out in your seat, do you?
No, but the dog will be backing one out in that little carrier, so I'm going to have to deal with the stench of dog
poo. Most pets are trained.
And cat hair. Not if it's a long flight.
So
a dog
couldn't hold on.
No, well, my dog is too big to fit in a carrier. Mm. My dog wouldn't even be able to get... There wouldn't be a carrier big enough for him. He is a monster.
Well, certainly they're not going to stick massive dogs in, but I think actually overseas you can have them sort of moving around.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of little lap dogs. Yeah,
so
it's
no
very
from
French.
You?
It's a no from me.
Really?
Yeah, I don't. No, like travel with them in the cabin. In the hold underneath, like you do now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what do you do for fun on weekends and stuff? Seriously.
I like my dog.
Yeah.
It's
no,
a
you don't. No, you don't. That's an absolute lie.
He's sort of like, I love him because I have to. He's my dog.
Yeah, so you don't love him because you love your dog.
It's sort of like when I see babies on a plane. Like, I love my children. Mm. But when I see somebody else's baby on the plane, I'm like, oh, no. Are you telling me that you're excited when you see a baby near you on a plane?
I have no issue with it.
I feel sorry. I don't blame the parents when the baby cries. I know it's not their fault, but I do wish they'd caught another flight.
Did you took your kids on planes when they were little?
I did, and I dreaded it. I dreaded it. Never long haul. I never took them overseas, but I took them on domestic flights, and that's what Finnegan was for.
Right. Okay. You got a dictionary there?
I can dial up a dictionary.
Just Google empathy.
SAFM's Beck and Soda.
Now, a former crow has got himself into a little bit of hot water with South Australians.
We just heard him talking about it then. So Tom Duday, of course, right, he was, the captain in waiting for the Crows, right, before he hurt his knee and then Jordan Dawson came up and has been absolutely fantastic for the Adelaide Footy Club. Tom Duday came over from Victoria, played in defence, really lovely kid. Right? Great guy, Tommy Duday.
Funny, isn't he? Like, yeah. He's kind of a bit of a lad.
Yeah, very, very nice guy. Anyway, obviously he's gone off to Brisbane now, and to endear himself to the Queensland public, he had a little snipe, and we heard a touch of it there from him, but this is a bit more of how Tommy Duday decided to let everyone in Brisbane know on the news that he's their guy.
When I was in South Australia, because I was born and bred Victorian, I didn't ever really subscribe to those things, the pie floats and that. They just made no sense to me. So even fruit chocks, things like that, I didn't quite enjoy. And if you're Victorian coming from afar, Farmers Union, all that sort of stuff, like I just didn't quite buy into it. So I've almost found it refreshing to come up here and not have them there and not have people like hammering like 4X, like beer. Everyone loves 4X beer up here, but it's not as if they're like, oh, 4X, what you have to drink, whereas South Australians will do that with a bit of Coopers and things like that sometimes.
Oh, close the borders. Tom. Close the borders. He's not coming back.
Tom. How funny is that, though? Yeah, Tommy clearly, and look, I can understand his point. He's gone up and he's going to go, you know what? Oh, just gonna, if I bag South Australia, what I'm going to do is everyone in Brisbane's going to love me here now that I'm one of the Lions. But how funny he just goes and picks the old chestnuts. Oh, no, just didn't get into fruit chocks. Oh, no, I didn't buy into the Farmers Union. That is pretty basic from Big Tom. Smart guy. Thought he might have been a bit more sharp.
He put his hand up to go, didn't he?
Essentially, he wanted out.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I mean, look, unpopular opinion, I don't love a pie floater, but don't you knock my Farmers Union iced coffee, mate. What do they have up there? Big M or some rubbish?
Big M's Melbourne, mate.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Big M ice cream. flavoured milk. Yeah.
Does the Big M stand for Melbourne?
It's a good question. I don't know
maybe
what the Big M
stands for. Maybe they have one called the Big Q up there.
Maybe drinking milk
maybe
in that
climate.
Maybe
it's called the Far Q. Far North Queensland.
Yeah, I don't think so.
This is SAFM's Beck and Soda. I got the magic
in me. It's the Thursday. Magic Mark is in the house, as he does every Thursday after 8 o'clock.
You can use own theme tune.
He does.
Magic. Righto. What we normally do is 131060. Give us a call if you're in your car. You can be cruising along hands-free or you could be stationary. So whatever you like, that is good as long as you are in your vehicle. I'll ask you three random questions and from that I'll deduce the colour and the make of your car, Beck. It's, just something that you have the ability to do, so why not, hey?
Oh, it is a gift, and can I say what an honour and a privilege it is to just be in your orbit while you work this magic. I don't know whether I thank you enough for what you bring to my life.
Righto, Alicia from Redwood Park. Good morning. How are you doing?
Hello, I'm great. How are you?
Magnificent. Thank you, Alicia. Now, Alicia, can we just establish, have you and I met before?
No, we have never, ever, ever, ever met before, ever.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
Sounds like she doth protest too much, to be honest, but I believe you, Alicia.
All right. Okay. Now, Alicia, mobile or stationary right now in the car?
Stationary. I'm in my work car park.
Oh, are you? What suburb?
I work inside the Hollywood Plaza.
Oh, yes, north. Hang on. Okay. Heading north. Hollywood, Hollywood Plaza, right. Okay, Alicia, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions here.
It's the worst typing.
Ever. Right, that was typing.
It's like that cat
name. Right. Well, I didn't say I was a proficient. No one said I was a proficient typer. It's not called magic typist, is it?
Can you just type in again?
Jesus, I'll give it again here. Hang on. It's like ASMR.
Oh, yeah, yeah, cool.
Not at all.
Okay, let's go, Alicia. Here we go. Alicia, did you own a Barbie doll when you were younger?
Yes, right. I own multiple.
Good. Well, they've released the very nice Shania Twain Barbie and also the Kylie Minogue Barbies because it's International Women's Day tomorrow and 65 years of Barbie. What was your favourite Barbie?
I reckon Aeroplane Barbie.
Oh, was she a pilot, hostess, or?
Hostess.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Went on lots and lots of aeroplanes, so I quite like that one.
That's sadly stereotypical. She should have been a pilot because women can be pilots too, Beck told me. Anyway, okay, second question is, if you have your Vegemite, are you butter with Vegemite or just veggie on its own?
Oh, look. I do have butter with my Vegemite, but I actually eat Vegemite out the jar with a spoon.
Do you really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Go you little Aussie battler, you, Alicia. I love that so much. Okay. Are you allergic to anything?
No, I am absolutely not allergic to anything at all.
So you've got a really strong immune system.
Okay.
Yeah, I must. Look, I must be special.
Good on you, Alicia. No, you're not special. You're just Alicia.
I'll take it.
You're very happy that you're joining us. Beck, I think that's enough. Would you like to ask Alicia a question and just get on board?
Ooh.
Beck, I'm just happy for you too.
All right. Dogs and cats on planes, Alicia, yes or no? Like actually in the cabin, like under somebody's seat.
Yes, absolutely yes. Like, look, I'm not going to lie. Like, okay, there's actually a lot of questions that come within that question. But yes.
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
I can confirm. Right. Soda didn't ask Beck to ask that question. That is a completely random question.
Yeah, completely random. But I'll tell you what, Alicia, doesn't that open the door to this inside of you and your soul? So thank you very much for that answer. All right, let me just compute a little bit of your information.
Would you want to type it into the computer?
Hang on, just check. Just looking at all those different things, it gives me a really good understanding of your personality. And I can tell you right now, let's just get this out of the way. You're in a white car. Okay, let's not mess around. You are in a white car. Would that be correct?
Shania Twain said, that don't impress me much. I reckon more than 50% of the cars at Hollywood Plaza right now are white.
Are they?
Oh, yeah. Look, actually, you're right.
Right, okay, that's
you'll find
a good
that
point.
About me, Alicia.
Good point you both make, because if that's the case, then it's going to be a lot harder for a drone or some way to pick it out if more than 50% of the cars are white. If it was a turquoise coloured car, it'd be pretty easy, wouldn't it, Beck?
Yeah, okay, true.
Okay, so are you amazed for me to say that I reckon you're in like a smallish, compact type, all-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, SUV type car?
I'm shaking, you're not. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And let me think. Right, what are the options? I mean, there's Kias, there's Mercedes, there's Nissans, there's Hyundais. Is it a Hyundai? Would that be right?
You're shitting me. Oh, sorry, buddy. Yes.
Right. I think you're in a white Hyundai.
There you go.
And I'll tell you the model too.
Go on.
Named after a beautiful part of Hawaii. I reckon it's a white Hyundai Kona, Alicia.
Oh, no way!
Yes! Woohoo! Right on.
No go. Way!
Is that right?
Yes, yes!
Done it again! Magic Mark, Alicia.
When you dip that teaspoon into the Vegemite today and get stuck into it, just remember that there is magic everywhere and you've been magicized, my friend.
SAFM's Beck and Soda. Stay cool with Automasters Aircon Service. Call 1300 Automasters. SAFM's Couples Confession. These are my
confessions. Couple confession to make.
Right, if you think you know your partner really well and you wouldn't mind a nice little trip away, all you need to do is register at safm.com.au. We will get one of you to answer some questions. And if you match perfectly, well, bingo, you're off and running.
Yeah, we have to separate you and record one of your answers. And then if they match, then you win a great prize. And some of the answers can get a little saucy in this next couple, I feel, are going to be no exception. We're going to meet Michelle and Adrian. Welcome, guys. So how did you meet?
So we met through friends, but my mum didn't want me to date being 14, so I used to hide my mini skirts out front, and I would say that he was my gay best friend for about 3 years.
Yeah. Right. So did you get close to being caught out by Michelle's mum?
Yeah, God, yeah.
Yeah. couple of times. She found me in bed with her and that, but...
That's a bit of a giveaway, isn't it?
Nah.
Nah, they're just friends, Beck.
We had to, like, go on with the story as well. It was really worse. So we'd have a friend over and, like, we'd all have, like, go in the bathroom together. We're like, oh, no, he's getting ready. You know, he doesn't even look.
Yeah, right. Well played, and it lasted, so it was well worth the charade.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, what we'll do is three questions. Now, Michelle, you've already answered these questions, so we're just going to match the compatibility, okay?
Okay, Adrian, what motivates you to get jobs done around the house?
Oh.
Come on, mate.
Payments for sexual... Yeah.
Sexual favours for housework. Sexual,
yeah. Payments rendered.
Right.
Okay.
Is there a scale? Is there like the whole house is pretty special, wiping down the bench is just a little...
No. It's got to be pretty much high up.
Right.
You know, what sort of stuff have you had to do?
Latest job's been a deck.
Oh, you had to build a deck?
Yeah, build a deck.
Was it a big deck?
Big deck.
Good reward?
Great reward.
Right. Well, there's the stick approach and there's the carrot approach. This is clearly the carrot approach.
He's definitely the donkey that you dangle the carrot and off he goes down the hill, so.
Righto. Well, okay, let's find out what Michelle said.
So if he gets something finished, we call it payment for services rendered. So that would be, you know, adult time, I suppose.
Definitely right.
Adrian, who in your family does Michelle dislike the most and why?
My mother.
Right.
Yeah, she hasn't liked her for a long time.
Let's find out what Michelle said.
His mum. Not a very affectionate person. She's not my mum, so my mum's his mum now.
Right. So, what, is this right from the start, Michelle? You've not been overly excited by his mum?
I don't know. It's just I've never grown to. She's not one that. She's just selfish. She'll come round. Me.
Hey, you guys are 2 from 2 at the moment. Okay, Adrian, this question now, a little contentious, but there's someone in Michelle's family that you've sort of got the hots for, you think would be all right?
Yeah, her mother.
That's awkward. What's attractive about her mother?
Oh, she's like. She was a model once and, yeah, she's still attractive now to this day.
Yeah, right.
Do you see her very often?
Yeah, she lives with us.
Oh, hello. Hang on. Have you walked in on her at any point?
Yeah, a few times. Yeah.
Deliberately or by accident?
By accident.
You sure?
Yeah, positive.
Let's check what Michelle said.
So who Adrian would think's attractive, he said, since I was about 14 when we met, is my mum. She used to be a model, so I think he's still got a thing for mum.
Does your mum have a partner?
No, my mum's been single for 32 years. So, well.
Okay.
Good choice.
That is 3 from 3, which means you are the perfect couple. And as a result, we're going to send you on a romantic weekend away, including accommodation, dinner and a bottle of champagne on us.
Oh, thank you so much. You better get some housework done.
This is SAFM's Beck and Soda.
Yesterday we were talking about side hustles, how you make a buck. Who did we heard from your mates, Floral Image, who deliver flowers and they've grown out of their garage to around the world.
Yeah, they actually just started creating these unbelievable bouquets of fake flowers and they just rotate them around buildings around Adelaide. And now it is a multi-million dollar worldwide company coming out of Prospect in South Australia. Mm. How good.
There was another call we took that we couldn't stop talking about. Her name was Alex Page Moore, and because of the time that she called, we couldn't really stop down because there might have been little ears in the car, but we had to get her back on to get a little bit more information about what it is she does. We have questions. So Alex, remind us how you're making a buck.
So I do OnlyFans and I make give or take about $170,000 a month.
What?
A month here, from here in Adelaide.
Yes, that's right.
Hang on, Beck, what's 170 times 12?
Well, Alex can tell us. What do you make annually? Well,
so, I mean, it does differ depending on the month, but, I mean, I make well over a mil over a year.
Oh, my God.
How old are you?
I'm 26.
Oh, When are you retiring, Alex?
Well, hopefully soon. That would be good. Wow.
For those that are uninitiated, what are we talking here?
So it's just a platform that people pay a subscription price, and you chat to them, they're fans, and they get to know you a little bit better, a bit more personally.
What's the subscription price?
Well, it's $6, and then, you know, you can send out messages that can be a little bit more if they want to open the messages.
Right.
So how many of those $6 subscribers do you have?
Well, at the moment, I think about 9,000, but, you know, they unsubscribe after a month or they can resubscribe. So that just, yeah, it's an ongoing thing.
When you meet people for the first time or, you know, you're at a family function or whatever, how do you explain what you do? And I'm not putting any shame on you at all. I'm just interested in
hearing. I mean, most people sort of know what I do. I mean, I have a pretty big platform on, like, Instagram and stuff. So most people that have met me, they kind of know me anyway. But to my family, I've sort of just, they know, I've sort of briefly, you know, explained it how I've explained it to you guys. You know, it's like a platform that you can pay for and talk, like people would pay to talk to you. And that's all they really need to know. I don't need to go into the depths of it.
Alex, do you know everyone that clicks on? Do you know what I mean? Like, you can identify who they are.
Nah, lots of them go by fake names. Right. And they don't have a profile picture most of them are just, people are,
So could it be someone you know, but you don't know they're viewing and clicking on messages?
Yeah, 100%. That's happened so many times before. It's been like my ex's dad or something like that. And you're like, whoa, and you find out later, you're like, whoa, okay. Yeah, so it's a bit tricky in those circumstances, but, you know. At the end of the day, it's what I signed up for.
And they can make requests to you as well?
Yeah, they can request things as well. And, I get to decide if I'm comfortable doing it, but, yeah.
And you have a child, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so do you imagine when they're at school, like, do you reckon, like, some of the dads might be giving you funny looks or whatever at school drop-off?
Oh, well, maybe. I'm not too sure. Hopefully. I mean, it's still a little bit, you know, until she's at school. So hopefully it would be calmed down and finished by then. But, yeah, if it's not, then, you know, it's just, it happens.
Yeah, and also you're providing a very, you know, lucrative, wealthy, luxury life for your child.
Exactly. She cannot complain. No way.
Now, Alex, I don't want to go back into too much detail, but if someone's clicking on there, I mean, is it really revealing what they're going to see? Like, I'm just interested. Like, to make this sort of money, like, are you having to go to pretty reasonable lengths in terms of what you're providing?
Like I said, you can decide how far you want to go. I mean, I could go a lot further and probably make more money, but it's just what I'm comfortable doing. There was definitely some pictures on there that would probably shock my mother if she saw it.
You're right.
But then it's not, I'm not putting myself out there to be, anything that I'm not comfortable doing.
Yeah.
But what are some of the, without being too sexually explicit, the more unusual requests you've had?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've got paid to, for example, video myself eating a burrito, just a close-up eating a burrito. And I was like, okay. So there's weird things like that. Another one was just putting on red lipstick slowly. So you get requests like that. And because it's like a specific request, you can charge, through the, a lot.
Right. So how much to eat a burrito?
I think that was a little while ago. I think I only charged about $20.
Yeah, right.
And paid for the burrito.
Exactly.
if anyone's interested in watching me eat dinner tonight, I'm happy to sneak down to Guzman and Gomez and order a burrito if anyone would like that. And I'll undercut you, Alex. I'll go for $10. $10 you can watch me eat a burrito tonight.
No worries. I'll be watching.
All right. Well, Alex, give the page a plug. How can people, if they're interested, find you?
So my Instagram is Alex Page Moore, and there's a little link in the bio. So
right.
We probably just made her another $100,000.
That'll be great.
Well, Alex, $1 million a year. Hey, good luck to you. You've got all the power there, and clearly you'll provide a great life for your young child. So good on you.
Thank you so much.
SAFM's Beck and Soda, 6 to 9 weekdays.
SAFM.